This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 151 for Wednesday, May 6, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
What's up, guys?
So, yeah, it's a day off schedule, and
we're okay with that.
Yeah, you know, by the time we got to 5 o'clock yesterday, I looked at Lisa and I said, man, we got to put this off for a day because there's just no way. Even with coming home from the show.
It was a rough weekend.
it was a rough weekend. So I guess we just jump right in. This past weekend was Chicago Pen Show.
Oh, I was going to go with happy anniversary.
Well, yes, I was going to leave.
Yep, Chicago Pen Show, happy anniversary, all of it in one awesome weekend. So it was great. We went, we conquered, we celebrated, we came home. Boom, done.
Okay. You can write to us, sad news.
Nope. So Chicago Pen Show, for several reasons, our favorite show. Number one, we got married there. Number two, it's 3 hours from home. It's heaven. We left Friday morning. We got there Friday morning. It was so cool. Although we had a bit of an issue when we got there. But
I thought it was going to be an extended weekend for us.
Extended weekend?
Well, an unbusy weekend.
Yeah. So we packed up Wednesday. Monday we had. God, was that last week? Monday, Ari and Michelle came up.
Ariel and Michelle Kulik and Lior.
My baby. And Mike Conway.
Mike Conway. Yeah, let us not forget Mike Conway.
He was. He was great to drive them up from Janesville and, you know, to spend the day. I truly think he had a good time, but he knew how much Michelle and I wanted to see each other. So he brought them up. It was great. I totally fell in love with little Lior. He's just adorable. Tuesday, we had our Karen Dash and our Fisher Space Pens rep come up. So that was an expensive shopping day.
Yes, it was.
She's good. And then Wednesday, Thursday, we packed. Thursday night, we loaded the car. And Friday at, was it 5? We were on the road?
Yeah, 5. Yeah, I think it was 5. I don't know. I got up at, I couldn't sleep past 3. I never can. The weekend of the Chicago Pen Show. So 3 o'clock on, forget it. I'm pretty much wide awake anyway. We could have left at 3:30. I probably would have been okay.
But we made good time and we got there right about eight? Well, we got to the hotel, but then we had to drive around once or twice.
Yeah, there's a lot of road construction. It's a new hotel, so it's not the normal I guess it was sort of the same place, but not the normal routine. And there's road construction, so we had to go around the block and then come back around in. And kind of a small, weird parking lot.
Yeah.
If you didn't get it on the one end, you had to go onto the other side. And we just happened to get lucky and find a spot that worked out.
We did get lucky with that.
With respect to where the room was, but we parked out in front, go in, find out where all the action's going on. And of course, it's way kind of in the back. And we get there and they are using their little machine to put names on name badges.
And you know, the ladies who run the registration desk have been doing this for years. So And they knew who was coming. I'm a little confused as to why they didn't have the badges made up in advance.
Yeah.
So that was that started it off on less than great foot. And it turns out that it wasn't one big ballroom. It was 3. And 2 of them would not be available until Friday night at 5. And so we were going to be in one of the other ballrooms and we could set up, but then we were going to have to break down.
Yeah, no, and I never saw Lisa, so what's the politically correct term? Ready to leave.
I was ready to leave. I was. I wasn't rude. I wasn't pissy, but when they said, you know, does that work for you? And I said no and walked away.
No.
And we walked halfway down the hallway and talked about it. Okay, what are we gonna do? Because setup for us, unfortunately, is a 3-hour setup, and
yeah, it's three to four. You know, it depends on how many people are there. I mean, if you get people who start showing up and they want to shop, and you know, your friends come up and they want to talk, well, you know, that delays the whole process.
Yep.
So it can take 4 hours.
And breakdown is another 2, and there just was no way that was going to work, and we were about ready to leave. And Roger, one of the organizers, came over and it isn't, it wasn't to throw any weight around, because we're really very small and it's just a mom and pop shop, but we bring a lot and people come for the ink and the paper and lots of pens, and we load the car up, and there's no way that we could tear it down. And it just
would have made Saturday. We could have done it. It would have made Saturday very difficult, because they let the people in, and it would have been
We wouldn't have been set up until noon or one, and that just wasn't going to work for how hopefully Chicago was going to be. So they moved a couple things around. We got 2.5 tables in the space that we would be, and that was good enough, and that was awesome.
Yep.
And we set up. And it still took, what, 2.5 hours to get just
at least set up. Yeah, because it was pretty busy right away, pretty much.
It was.
Tim Pearson was already set up by 8:30.
Yeah.
And he was who we were sharing tables with, and he's got a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know how he decides what to put out.
I think he just grabs trays. He's got so many.
He does, yeah. I don't know. So Tim was there, and you know, Roger Wooten and Paul Contrado, you know, major props to those guys for making accommodations and moving things around so that it could work properly.
And not just for us, but there were a couple other bigger dealers. Jimmy and Bittner was there. You know, some of these people have been doing this a long time, and
yeah, if you've got one table or two tables, you can, you know, you can likely pick up and move. But when you've got 3, 4, 5 tables, it becomes a major challenge. So
a lot of the guys show up with, you know, 2 cases. You just open them up and you're done. I wish we could do that. Can we do that next time?
Well, we used to do that, but then we started carrying desk sets.
Oh my god, I do. It was sad.
Have a table full of desk sets. What were we thinking?
I was thinking we wanted to sell them.
I think we sold a lot of them, but
we did. Rob Lott bought a lot.
Did he really?
I don't remember. Did one year in DC. Rob Lott had quite a few. He bought quite a few. But anyway, so Friday started off with a little stumble, but everything was fine after we got settled, and it was decently busy.
Yeah, Friday was.
Friday.
There was a lot of traffic. I wouldn't. Yeah. You know, it wasn't our best Friday ever, but there was a lot of traffic, a lot of people. I think we're cautiously optimistic, interested in seeing. I mean, this is the first time. This is my 16th Chicago Pen Show, and the first one that has not been
at the Westin.
At the Westin.
Yeah.
So even on the occasions where the Westin would have half the ballroom or whatever, some weird stuff going on, was always in the same place. So I think there were some people that were coming to check it out, and they wanted to see what the new buzz was. And we had some, you know, with Paul and Roger stepping up and taking bigger roles in the show to help out Don. I think there were some people that were interested to see what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. There were a number of vendors who didn't come because they weren't sure. It was on, it was off, it was on, it was off. So.
Yeah. So I think the room we ended up being in, I quite frankly, I liked. I think
yeah,
it was.
I did too.
It was the better trafficked. It was the bigger room of the what we'll get to and eventually here of the three.
The other two were behind the bar.
Yeah, they were behind the bar, which is kind of odd, but it worked out. It was fine. And first day right away, we see our friend Ivan, and
it was fun.
And our friend John. I mean, it's weird to see Ivan. Out of context, you know, like yeah. I walked into the store today, grab a cup of coffee, and there's Ivan.
There's Ivan.
He's got his Corvette hat on.
Yep.
But
did he
I
have
heard
his hat
voice.
On today?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had a different hat on.
Okay.
But
Ivan equals store. Ivan's always at the store.
Right.
And so, yeah, to see him out, I mean, we had dinner, but to see him out in Chicago at a show, he was out of context, but it was cool. He and Mary had a good time. They came down Thursday and not much was going on Thursday. And they came and went several times on mm-hmm. Friday. And it was good to see both of them buzzing around and having a good time.
Yeah. And our friend John was there too. So that was, it's weird to see some of these people out of context. Sometimes you see them at shows and sometimes you see them at the store and, mm-hmm. There's a comment in the chat that the aisles were a little bit tight.
They were very tight.
They were very tight. Some of the tables were not. I noticed later on, actually on Saturday, that some of the tables were narrower than others. So
yeah, ours were narrower than the table the shorter rows of tables.
So it was approximately one tray. That's how I measure one tray short.
Yep.
So because I noticed that the sailors were way too far off from the edge of the table, but it worked out in the end, and I thought it was all right. So Friday, of course, right around noon, one-ish, the auction items came up, and there was 100 and what was the grand total? 125, maybe.
I think so. It's too many.
It was a lot of stuff. Yeah, I think it was. I think it's too many. I think you gotta limit it to 85 to 100 lots. I think that's beyond that, especially after a long day, people get a little bit too tired. So,
yeah.
I did manage to go down. I snuck out and check it out. There wasn't much that I was interested in. There were a couple pieces, but being that I had been up since 3 o'clock, I didn't think. And with 125 pieces, you're talking a solid 2 hours. Auction starts at 8. Could be 2.5 plus, cash out time.
Right.
You're talking 11:30.
And then we heard later in the afternoon that the man who was going to run the auction, act as auctioneer, was driving in from, is it South Carolina?
South Carolina, yeah. Terry Mayweather.
He didn't even get in until 8:30 that night. So I know that, did Stephen Mandel actually do the auctioning?
That's what I heard. I don't know if he started and Terry finished.
Don't know.
But
was also a concern.
Yeah, they did. They did, from what I understand, they did finish up around 10. So Stephen must have started. I mean, Terry's good, but Terry's not 125 items in 90 minutes. You know, nobody can do that.
Well, apparently Stephen did.
Well, I mean, Stephen started, so at least he got that half hour in. Because that's, that's one item a minute is what that amounts to.
That's, wow, that's fast.
Yeah, less than 1 minute per item. But there were a couple of interesting pieces. Your standard selection of nice 50 wands, vacuumatics, a couple of Watermans, a Wirt gold-filled snail pattern overlay was nice. I don't know what the hammer price on that one is, but I'm willing to bet it was north of $250, maybe pushing to $300 range.
Small, I'm glad we
little,
weren't there.
Yeah. I think I had that one, so I wasn't too concerned. Small little issue with the cap. There was a breather hole that the filigree was starting to peel away from the hole. But otherwise, nice looking pen. There were a couple nice Esterbrook displays, dip pen displays. One of them was huge. I've never seen one that big. I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but this thing was easily 2 feet long, 18, 24 inches long.
Yeah, I saw it. We didn't need it.
Yeah, big thing. Lots of nibs. we didn't need it, she says. No. I know that did sell for $275, I think that went for, which I thought was maybe. I don't know. It seemed high.
I'm glad we weren't there.
Yeah, so there wasn't much that I was interested in. You know, there was a nice couple of nice Mont Blancs, but we decided to skip it. And I just said, you know, it's our anniversary, and if we do that, we're gonna be a disaster for Saturday. We still have to set up two tables, and it would be nice to have a nice dinner, a nice drink, and then go back to the hotel and relax and open pens.
Yep.
And that's what we did. So.
Well, yes and no. I don't know that the dinner was all that great.
Okay, so 8:18. We're gonna cut in with the food. So we decided.
There we go.
Since it was a new place, and since last year when we went to Giordano's, which was a nice. Which is always a nice walk.
Right. It's right next door to the Westin.
It's right next door. It's good to get out, get some fresh air. Weather's usually nice, if not a little cold. We had such bad service. We said, you know what, this year we're going to skip it.
And we had bad service.
So what we decided was is that on a Friday night, by the time we got all closed up, it was 6 o'clock. It's going to be impossible to find any place that's going to be able to seat us. We're not going to have to wait an hour, and then we said, let's check around and see if our hotel or the hotel that shows at has a decent restaurant. And we looked at the menu. We said, hey, look, it's got salmon. It's got some nice stuff. And we ate at the hotel that the show's at. We said, this can't be that bad, right?
Yeah.
So, we sat down. We ordered drinks. We ordered what looked like, the appetizers, crab cakes. I had some kind of pasta dish. I can't remember what it was called off the top of my head. You did have the salmon, didn't you?
I don't remember. I did. I think so.
You did have the salmon, which actually wasn't bad.
The food was good. The drinks took forever to arrive. And we waited and waited and waited, and finally the appetizers and dinner arrived together. And it had been long enough that I even forgot we'd ordered appetizers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It must have been 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
It was a long time. In fact, we each needed a new drink and some water by the time that it got there. And in fact, he went to put down the appetizer, and I'm like, I forgot we ordered these. Yeah,
what's this? Extra, you know?
Yeah. The food was good.
It was okay. Yeah. Mine was just a little bit, weird maybe. And the pasta was just this weird, huge spaghetti. I'm sure there's a technical term for it. It was okay. It wasn't.
Not great.
Yeah. If I had my choice to do it over again, I would go elsewhere.
But Steph wants to know if it was better than Carrabba's.
Oh, yeah, way better than Carrabba's, which isn't really hard to beat. Because
that was pretty bad.
They were pushing us out the door the minute we sat down. Hey, do you want some dessert with your beer? I don't know.
Yeah. Here's a check.
No, the waiter was very accommodating. In fact, we didn't say anything, but he knew there were other people, and we could hear it. We could feel the vibe. People were waiting, so without even asking, he took the drinks off.
Yeah.
It wasn't his fault. So
whenever we go to Chicago for our anniversary dinner, we get something for free. We got a free pitcher of beer one year.
That's right.
We got free dessert one year.
I don't think we got anything free last year.
I think Kenro picked up the bill. So we got a free meal.
All right.
Yeah, it was right. Didn't okay. Eat a meal and we paid.
I know. I thought I couldn't remember. Anyway. So we had that little bit of drama, and then of course there was a drama getting the car out of the hotel. I didn't know. I don't know if you knew, but I didn't know that you had to pay to get the car out.
No.
So we had that, and then we give the guy it's $8 to park for the day. We give the guy a $10 bill, and he's gone for like 10 minutes.
He disappears.
He disappears. Like, you know,
he can't go get the car because I have the keys. Like, where did the dude go? He went on.
Are you minting the bills? What's going on? Are you printing the bills here?
It was crazy. So we get in the car, we drive to our hotel, which is probably about a 10-minute drive. And you were unhappy 10, 15 that it was
minutes.
It wasn't that far.
It was a solid 15 minutes. And we just stopped for a train.
Well, that made it 15. It wasn't that bad. We sometimes like to stay away from the show hotel because it gives us a little time to decompress, and it's hard to be constantly in business mode. Sometimes it's nice to just go home and pass out on the hotel bed. So it was nice. It was a nice hotel. The Hyatt Place, Itasca, was very nice. It turns out our good friend Ryan Krusak was staying at the same hotel, which I knew, but I didn't realize he had the room across from us.
Yeah, so he said we were talking to him on Saturday because we were going to invite him over. We had brought some Wisconsin beverages, and we said, well, you know, where are you at? He says, oh, I'm right by the elevator, and it's making all night long, making a lot of noise. I couldn't get sleep. And like, oh, okay, well, we get into the elevator. What floor are you at? He goes, 5, which is we're right by the elevator. But nice little suite. They got a little entry area there and a couch, and it was time.
It was nice.
Yeah, nice little place. So it was perfect for anniversary pens. So this, of course, was.
Yes.
This was year number 5, which is hard to believe it's been that long.
I know, so. It's crazy. And we still like each other.
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so actually, there was a change in plans, okay? So as we're packing up, so like 2 weeks ago, I get this announcement that Aurora is coming out with this gorgeous new Optima. It's the Aurora Optima 365, which essentially stands for the limited edition run of 365 pieces. Optima, very beautiful, amber, orange and brown and amber. Yeah, it's just a stunning, stunning looking pen. And first thing I do is I email back, okay, give me 2.
One in fine for somebody.
And we'll pick up one for the store.
Right.
And great, I could have this. I could have this for the anniversary.
No.
I email Brian on, was it Wednesday? I think I'm like, hey, listen, you know, it's cutting it close. Can you bring this thing to show? Sorry, man, they're not in. Like, oh, crud. So is it Wednesday night? Plan B, Wednesday night, I'm like sweating it out. I'm like, okay, so we're packing pens up, and I'm getting the pilots all together, and Lisa's looking at the limited edition for this year, which was the copper. Nice looking pen, and I think we both agree that this was a real nice, she's holding it up here. Nice looking pen. I think it's better than oops.
Still nice.
I think it's nicer looking than, you know, last year had the wood pen. I'm not a huge fan of, but this one is actually usable. So she says, you know, boy, I really like that. I said, well, you know what? You know, she knew I was getting the Aurora. I said, you know, Aurora's not in. You know, if you want that, why don't you just take it? You know, that'll be your, you can have it for your anniversary present.
My consolation prize.
Your consolation prize. That's so
awesome.
And we had already agreed since our good friend David bought the Sailor King of Pen that I was going to keep, that my consolation prize was, of course, the Mont Blanc 149, 90th anniversary.
Consolation.
I know. It's not really a consolation prize, but I masterfully orchestrated this.
David let you have it. Yeah. He was debating. Actually, he was just totally messing with you the whole time in Atlanta, which was
totally
awesome
screwing
the
whole
watch.
Weekend.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I love him. So, red gold trim, beautiful, beautiful 90th anniversary nib. Just a great pen. So I knew that was going to be the pen. And in fact, it was really weird because I was kind of like, believe it or not, I wasn't quite sure until you texted me on, was it Wednesday? Or Thursday, I can't remember which. And you said, you know, should I have Dave wrap it up for you? And I'm like, yeah, you better do that. So we get to Poland.
Except I'm not going to make Dave wrap your present.
No.
I just needed to know if you want it. Yeah. No, yes, that's Dave, what I said. Dave, you know, do you want Dave to wrap it? But right. Yeah.
And so we're pulling the copper vanishing point. And I said, well, we have a couple left. And I said, do you have a preference for serial number? And, I pulled, she said, what is it? And I pulled the first one, like, oh, it's number 153. And I said, well, what's the other one? I look at it, it says it's number 149. I said, well, this is perfect.
That's perfect.
I get a 149 and you get a 149.
Yeah. And so of course, now we don't ever talk money or price of pens when it comes to gifts. Now, when it comes to what Brian orders from Visconti, we talk money. But
it's not usually that bad. So
no, I'm kidding.
So obviously, there's a little bit of inequity there. Not that it matters. But
no.
Friday during the show, I get a chance and I walk around and I see something and just it's killing me, right?
Oh, it's so
and I'm thinking, and so I'm talking. It was with Bill Ackerman.
I love him.
Yeah, Bill's a great guy. I love him. He's just
he always wears a sweater. It's so cool.
He always smiles when you're talking to this guy. He's great. And he's so a nice guy. He's got these pens on his table, and I'm like, wow, look at this. I pick it up, and I see he's got a Sailor Pro Gear Slim in blueberry. And it's really one of the coolest colors. And Sailor's one of the – I don't know if anybody does a pen in this color. It's just really unique. It's kind of a purple, bluish-purple color. And I look at it a little bit closer, and it's sparkles.
It's sparkly.
It's sparkly. And I look at it, I'm like, man, that's cool, you know? Like, thinking about it, I'm like, that's really neat. And then Bill starts saying, oh, well, you know, I've got this customer – he mentioned her name, Susie or something. I don't remember what it was. And he says, yeah, she buys every purple pen I ever put on the table. And I'm like,
oh, Carol.
Carol?
Carol Strain is huge into purple. She always wears purple. She always buys purple ink from us.
She's gonna hate us because I immediately ran back. And of course, I can see the table from Bill's table. He's about, you know, four or five rolls out. And I run back and I'm like, you gotta come with me.
Yeah.
Seriously, you gotta do this now. And we walked by and I said, you gotta look at this because this is not made for US. It's Japanese only. You can't get it in the US. You can't order it anyway. And we make a deal, boom, done. And
I have a pretty little baby. It's hard to see. You can't see with the light in the back, but it's a really pretty. It's not a plum color, but it's a nice bright purple. It's gorgeous and it sparkles. It's so pretty.
Yeah. So the presentation then became
for Brian gifts, got Lisa one gets, pen.
I get one pen, and Lisa gets the Sailor and the Pilot. So
and course, the Aurora, which is still on the way.
And the Aurora, which is still on its way, and who knows when that's going to come. But
you know, Mother's Day is this weekend.
Well, it's not going to be here by this weekend.
It could be.
I am pretty sure it won't be here.
All right. Well, but you know, the other part to the story of the Aurora is Kenro had emailed and said, hey, these are on order, but they were oversold. Do you still want them? Because
yeah, I was about ready to.
We could, you know,
we could pass. You
don't have to take them. Yeah.
And I was about ready to start breaking some legs here because I'm like, no.
No.
I need that. My nib, absolutely for sure, is sold. It's anniversary.
Money's exchanged hands. Yeah, we have to have
exchanged hands. So we'll see when that comes. I'm excited to see it. It'll be really cool. And very, very limited edition run. I like limited edition runs that are not too limited, but not too large. You know, Mont Blanc does limited edition run of 10,000. That just seemed to me that's more of a special edition thing, you know, than it is a limited edition. But 365, that's a nice, solid number. So going to be a pretty pen when it comes in, comes with a bottle of ink.
It will.
So that was Friday night. And that was fun. And of course, we happen to have three bottles of open Mont Blanc ink that we got from Jimmy Dolev.
Yeah,
So my choices, our choices were lavender purple, Irish green, or toffee brown. And I actually hadn't used a brown since Cheryl Tyree introduced me to Schaefer Scripp brown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know what? I'm going to try toffee brown. A lot of people are talking about how awesome it is. And actually, it looks really good. It is awesome. It's amazing. Yeah. I was just thinking today that this is, I like brown now. This is a really cool color. And it looks great with the red gold, the rose gold trim on the 149. So it looks good on the Vanishing Point too.
I put the toffee brown in the Vanishing Point, which is a great combo. And of course, I put the lavender purple in the purple sailor. And that was great. We did have some funny comments when we posted our anniversary pens on Facebook. John Lane, who's the vice president of sales of Pilot USA, commented that he was going to have to send Brian a pen.
You got hosed.
I got a Pilot and a Sailor. You got a Mont Blanc, and I got the better end of the deal, according to John.
Well, so, you know, the thing is I had actually looked at a Pilot. It was killing me. You know, it's one of those, you see a pen at a pen show, and there's two things that happen. Either you buy it or you don't. But if you don't buy it and you're thinking about it, it starts to eat at you.
And you whine about it.
I don't whine about it, but it starts to eat at you and you think about it. Well, should I get it? It's a little bit a little bit more than I wanted to pay, but it was really cool. It's a Pilot I had never seen before. I have no idea what the model is, but it had to have been made sometime in the last, I don't know, what we say, you saw them 10, 15, 20 years max.
Yeah.
Big full-size pen, about the size of a custom made 23, con 70 converter, gold filled overlay, a gold filled overlay cap and barrel. There were two of them. One of them was like a raised ribbed pattern, which was kind of neat. And the other one was more of like an English kind of a real small dot pattern. It was really cool. Rich Lott had him on his table, and I don't like Rich Lott anymore.
he's the nicest, sweetest.
He is. Man. He is. He had what, four or five sailors, and then these two pilots. And I'm looking at the number 10 two-tone nib on him. It's just killing me. So you know what? If we have a really good weekend, and he still got him on his table, I thought maybe they were priced a little high. That maybe he would come down at the end of the show, and I would grab one. Well.
Was gone.
The one that I really wanted, the one with the small dots, the English kind of pattern looking one, that was gone because I didn't. Phew. Yeah, I know, right? I did eventually find them again on Sunday, I've never seen it before. Neat looking pen. I think if I ever see, I think that, you know, it's just like when we look for your Aurora Primavera, we always find them, but price is always about, you know, it's about $125, $150 right outside the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And it just can't pull the trigger. We saw another one at the show, another Primavera, and I couldn't do it. It's just too much.
Yeah, too much.
So, I mean, we can find deals. It's just a matter of how long you're willing to wait. So.
Yep. So Friday was good. And then Saturday we got up. The hotel had a really nice breakfast, and we got to the show. We set up. It didn't take too long. The grid with the ink always takes the longest. That's always the first thing we set up. But the paper, the leather, all the trays of pens, it didn't take that long. And Saturday, I think we were impressed with the traffic.
Yeah, I mean, my only concern was that I knew that aisle was very narrow. And, you know, sometimes
it was tight.
It's tight, and you get some people who are walking in there. They have, you know, they've got a cane or they have a wheelchair or something, and then it's difficult for them to navigate through, and everybody's, you know,
other people can't get around them.
Yeah, so it wasn't too bad. I mean, there are very few issues, and overall very busy. In fact, we never got out. I don't know if you did that. I'm sure. I know I did. I never got out of the room.
No.
Because
except to run to the bathroom or to check with the ladies at the registration desk. That was it.
Yeah. So, because the other two were down the hall behind the bar. mm-hmm. other two rooms.
Yeah. And there were no signs. I think next year, if it's going to be separated like that, they need some signs that say more.
Yeah. Rooms this 2, 3 or whatever. Yeah. More pens. Right. I don't know what I don't know what else to say about Saturday. It was just, it was crazy. It was, we should mention it was really cool. I really liked having, we had a major traffic jam really on our area, because right next to us, we were on the wall, and then right to our right on the wall was Brian and Andrea Gray of Edison Pens. So, and they had their stuff set up where they were right in the corner, right next to where the ink was. So it was always really packed right there. Yeah. I think it worked out real well though, because you know people could go and look at the production line, and then go look at the signature line, and they can kind of go back and forth. And
it was helpful. Whenever we sold a pen, I could just run over and replace it.
Yeah,
that's always nice.
That is nice. It's always it's always a game, you know, because it's like, okay, well, they're in the other room, and I think I can get there in 30 seconds. So yeah. That's about
and
all
back,
the time.
Grab it, you know. Yeah. Half the time we'll text Andrea, and like sometimes they can meet us halfway. If it's a show, they have their son there. Andrew plays delivery boy, so it works out well. I think it was detrimental to their employee Jake, because anytime they were slow, he would come over and shop.
He was always over there. He's looking at pictures of stuff and sending it home to his wife, and
yeah, checking to see if he had it or if she wanted it. It was funny.
Yeah, so Jake was a good guy. So
yeah, Jake was. Jake's a shout out in a little while. So.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so Saturday was good. We checked in with, I snuck away. Was that Friday or Saturday? When did I have drinks with Carla?
Oh, that was, I think it was Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
Yep.
What did we do for dinner?
Saturday?
Oh, we went to Buona or whatever they was.
So right across from the hotel, there's these two restaurants we did. One of them is like a Mexican place, and one of them is an Italian place that has like, you know, sandwiches and pizza. So we had run into to Ryan Krusak, and he says, well, you know, that we ate at the Mexican place, and it was pretty good. They had good, you know, they had good tacos and margaritas and that stuff. So we walk in, we say, okay, well, we'll do that. And
their air conditioning must have been on the fritz, because it was unbearably hot. We couldn't do it.
And, so, and it was a little less service. It was a little more fast food and a little less service than I really wanted at that point in the day. So we walked over next to the Italian place, which was just slightly more.
We're service. Striking out for food.
Yeah, the food was good. Actually, the food was good. But my main concern. And kind of the funny point of the whole thing was I ordered a sausage and pepper sandwich. It was really delicious. And then instead of like the chips or whatever, I got a bowl of soup, cream of broccoli. And you put the number on your
table,
and then they come around, they deliver it for you. Never having been there before, it was one of these places, kind of like, we were in Ponderosa, you pick the menu up and you walk up. So we go, and the guy delivers a thing, and we don't have any silver. I'm like, oh, he says, well, do you want me to get it for you? I'm like, sure. So he goes, he says, well, there's some over there and there's some over there, but I'll go get it for you. So he comes back and he brings one fork.
No spoon for the soup.
Yeah, no spoon. So I'm like, okay, no big deal. I'll just get up and I'll go take care of it. So I walk over to place A, and there's forks, there's knives, no spoons. I'm like, okay, well, they must be out. I'll go over to the other place. No forks. There's forks, knives,
no spoons.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat my soup with the fork.
All right, you do that.
So, you know, had it been a broth, I guess I could have just...
Slurped it,
whatever. It worked out, you know. And so then Ryan joined us. He didn't eat anything, but we had a beverage,
He'd had dinner elsewhere. He grabbed a bite with some clients, and then we went up to our suite and just hung out and chatted, and we talked home renovation and kids, and Ryan's amazing wife and his children called, and it was so sweet to listen to the kids say their prayers for their dad.
That's
and it was good to see him. I love them. So
but, uh, that was that. So that was Saturday. Get up early Sunday. We're going to do it again.
Sunday was busy for a Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, the nice thing about Sunday is everybody by now is set up. So that means Sunday morning is time for us. If we get there early enough, it's time for us to shop. So we get to walk around. We actually did get to the other rooms. I run it to John Hall, and John Hall had something for me. Little piece. And John's a good friend with John Velli, and John Hall does plating. And John has been teaching me how to do replating. And he had something for me to help me get moving on that. But we walked around early. Not everybody was out. So we kind of walked in and out of the two rooms, and then went back to get set up. And it wasn't too much longer that Dave showed up.
It was awesome.
And it was kind of fun. So Dave and Julie and his daughter, Caitlin, show up at the Penn show. And Dave's got a box for us, because all weekend we're like, it occurred to me like on Friday afternoon. I'm like, oh, wait, Dave's coming. He could bring stuff.
Dave offered to.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. So
yeah, he did.
You know, and so we're sending him like, okay, hey, bring some more of this. Bring some more of this. We sold the Cone Pecky. Bring two more bottles of, you know, whatever. Yeah. And he brings a box, and it's got all the stuff in it.
Jake wanted a couple things, so.
Andrea wanted a couple, you know, journals and stuff. So it worked out. He brought the boxes, and then I went around and I introduced Dave to a couple of our vendors, and that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Rowe and Jimmy. It was a hoot talking to Jimmy and Bill Weekly.
Joel.
Ryan. Yep. And lots of people, all our friends. And they stayed for a little bit. Dave didn't. He confessed he didn't buy anything.
Dave and neither Dave nor Julie had ever been to a Penn show, and Caitlin did the scavenger hunt, the PCA Pens for Kids scavenger hunt, and so that kept Caitlin and Julie kind of occupied. And you and Dave wandered around, but we wanted them. They wanted to go. But we really wanted them to be able to see what it is we do and meet some of the people we talk about and rave about. And I think they had a good time.
Yep. Yeah, he did. Yeah. He told me later. So they had a good time. And it was important to see, you know, we're not just sitting back.
drinking margaritas
while he's slaving away at the store. And boy, did he slave away at the store too. Holy smokes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But it was great. It was awesome to see Dave and show him around. I think he really had a good time. You know, hopefully he can. They're coming down there anyway. He's got a nephew down there, so they got to see his nephew and stuff like that. So that was cool. What else fun happened on Sunday?
I don't know. It was busier than normal for a Sunday, which is good. Sundays either can be very inconsistent, or they can be dead until like noon or one, and then a little busy, and then it dies off pretty quickly.
Right. Yeah, right after church time or after lunch time, people show up. But we've long learned to
stay to the end.
You stay to the end and don't expect a single thing for Sunday, because then if you do, anything you get is is gravy. So,
but it is a good shopping opportunity. And we actually found, do you have the pretty thing we found?
I do have the pretty thing I found.
Did you email anyone about it?
I did. I sent a Facebook message only, because that was the easiest way for me to do it. And this particular person might actually be in the chat. I know this person is. This is a Jade Sailor Magellan.
I have the Jade, don't I?
You do have the Jade, and this is quite possibly one of the prettiest pens.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's really, this one is, I don't want to say perfect, because perfect is tough to obtain, but.
It's damn close.
It is, yeah. It's got the original.
Absolutely gorgeous.
The original old style 14 karat nibs. Impossible to see, and I don't know why I'm holding it up. I like the old style nibs. I think they're a little cleaner. They're simpler. It's a broad nib too. So actually, I think it's got a little water in it here, because I clean. Ooh, nice. So smooth as can be. Just a really, really nice looking pen.
Yeah.
And we couldn't let it go. So we grab that, and that will be available. We also did, we came across our friend Dave Ferguson brought to our table a nice, and it's not exactly a set, but a nice Mont Blanc Classique fountain pen and ballpoint. The fountain pen is pre-serial, so pre-91, and the ballpoint, it's after 91. But nice Classique set. Just really, really a solid writer. And actually, I cleaned it out, and I put a little ink in it today. And I was afraid Dave wasn't going to, I wasn't going to get it back from Dave when I gave it to him. So, just a nice set at the right price. So, and that was it. That was a bottle. I didn't actually buy a single pen. I went, I looked for that Pilot. I found the one with the raised ribs, but the other one was gone.
Right.
I'm assuming it was gone because all the sailors and that Pilot were still on the table, over by Rich, and Rich wasn't even in the room, so I couldn't even ask him. But, you know, I said, you know what, this 149 I've wanted for a long time. And, when we saw it, when we first got him in, when we first became dealers, I said, man, that is one pretty, pretty pen.
Yep. You've been drooling over it for a long time.
I have. I've been insufferable for the better part of the last, I don't know, 3-4 months. But
I didn't say that.
it writes really well. And I got the fine nib because the Mont Blanc nibs run wide, and it's perfect. It's so, I write the most ridiculous lists at work now because I just want to keep writing. I mean, I write stuff that I already did just so I can cross them out and write more.
Yep.
But anyway, so that was kind of it with the fines. There were some other nice pens, but you know, they'll be at other shows, or something else will come along. So
yeah, it was a good show. I was shocked at how quickly we tore down. I know we've said this the last several shows, but I don't know what it is. Yeah, it was great. And there was a huge storm coming. So we were certainly motivated to pack up and get the car packed and loaded before the tornado came.
Yeah, there were tornadoes coming through. So, yeah.
So we were fine.
Yeah, we were absolutely fine. Although I did. It was funny. We're driving north, and all of a sudden, pass us on the left. Of course, I'm a big fan of Corvettes. A guy in a C6 convertible, top down. In the rain. What are you doing? He does eventually pull over to put the top up.
Under an overpass, he pulls over to put the top up. But it was a good couple miles that he drove in the rain.
So I guess, you know,
he would not be happy.
Yeah, the faster you go, the less it gets in the cabin. So
that how it works?
Got back about 9:30. Is that about right? 9:30, unpacked. Yeah.
Unloaded the car.
Yeah, we unloaded the car at the store, and and then went home, and we're at home by 10 o'clock, which was really awesome. But
home in our own bed, it was heaven.
You know, yesterday comes around, or yesterday Monday comes around, and unpack inventory, everything. I think you got everything done on Monday, which is a new record.
Everything except a couple of the trays, but we had all hands on deck. All the staff was there to help, so it was a huge benefit.
So that's good. Awesome. Everything was put away. But you know, by the time yesterday rolled around, we were both just fried. And I said, there's no way I'm not going to be able to do a podcast. So yep. Apologize for the late announcement, but that's what it is.
We'll make up for it with a giveaway.
So, as we mentioned, about 2-3 weeks ago now,
mm-hmm.
We now carry paper blanks, and if you haven't seen these things are just beautiful. Gorgeous. Not the beautiful is not even the word. Yeah, they're just gorgeous, well made, well done, very fountain pen friendly, nice heavy paper, hand stitched, a little pocket in the back, bookmark. We have two mini. They're mini size.
They're mini-size.
Mini-size.
Day planners.
And they start, 2015 to 2016, and they start, what, July 1st?
July 1st.
and they run through end of 2016.
I gotta read it. Hang on.
So we're doing this kind of on the fly here. So
July 2015 through December 2016. So these are 18-month day planners. It's a week at a time, horizontal format. So it's
like oh, nice, that. Nice. Yep.
It's got a removable little mini address book in the back. This little piece comes out.
Slides into that little, what they call the memory pocket.
There are extra note pages. It's got the little pocket in back, reference pages, two ribbon markers. These are great. They sent them to us as a freebie, and we want to pass that along. So
is that the blue, the silver filigree blue Maya?
It's the silver filigree Maya blue.
Okay, that's cool. We're only giving away one now.
No. And the other is the old leather black Moroccan.
That silver filigree is killer. I have the midi size and I love it. It's a really cool, very cool pattern. It's got texture on the top, and like I said, they're perfect. So like I said, we're doing this on the fly. We'll have a blog post up tomorrow probably that describes everything, but
it's a write-in.
It's a write-in contest. We haven't done a write-in contest in, I don't know, probably a year now.
Yeah. We've tried other things and people just bitch about it, so I'm just going to say it. They do. People complain. They don't want to send an email. They don't want to do social media. They don't want
to give stuff away.
Anything
man.
Fun without complaining. I think it's ridiculous. So it's a write-in, which means you have to send something cool to us.
No email.
No email.
No email. These are paper blanks. They're made in Canada. The company called Paper Blanks. No email. It's a write-in. We're going to call it the
Paper Blanks Planner Giveaway.
You have to say that 10 times first. Paper Blanks
Giveaway.
Planner Giveaway.
Yeah.
And the address is, of course, Anderson Penns, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. And what are we doing? What are people writing us?
You're going to tell us why you want it.
Tell us why you want it.
Why do you want a little mini planner?
It's cool. It's neat. What are you going to do with it? It's nice. It's almost, the mini size actually does fit in. It's a little thick, but it does fit in your pocket. It's a little bit bigger than a Field Notes. But
look at that. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, real nice. So there it is. We'll have a blog post up tomorrow, but you can send us your start sending. Well, and this is going to run since the journal is good until July 1st. We're probably going to run this through mid June.
Through probably June 15th or Father's Day. I've got to look at the date. We'll let you know officially.
Yeah, we'll get a tee in time so you can start using it July 1st. So
that's the plan.
These are nice little notebooks, and we'll see if we we'll put something up tomorrow, but. You guys are the first to, since you're here, you guys are the first to hear about it. Get your entry in. Definitely a cool thing.
These are great.
What else we got? Anything else you want to say about that?
No, just send it in.
Okay.
Entertain us.
Paper Blanks Planner Giveaway.
There you go. All right. And because it is May and Mother's Day and Father's Day and graduation and all that good stuff coming up. And we've done a good bit of shopping lately.
We have.
Like a lot. We've decided to have a big, huge clearance sale at the store. We keep finding all this stuff in our storage space and under tables and in file cabinets and stuff here at the house. So we are having a big, huge clearance sale at the store.
Yeah, so if you're local, I mean, we're literally pulling stuff out every day, and it's going to be this way for the next month until we decide to stop, I guess.
Yeah.
We're pulling stuff out of the storage unit. We've got stuff. I found some things today that I forgot we had. As we make more, as we make room on the clearance table and in the trays, we're going to put more stuff out. So. Some of it is just too low to advertise, but if we can put it discounted on the web, we will, but we don't.
Some of these prices are at cost, Yep. Seriously.
Yeah. But good deals. Good deals.
Time to move some stuff. A lot of it includes product that has been discontinued by the manufacturer. So we are no longer bound by some of the pricing requirements. Once it's been discontinued, we're allowed to mark it down, and we have sometimes gotten them at good prices, so we want to pass it on to you.
Yeah, and there's some stuff that I want to buy, so.
We need the room.
I need a whole case worth of space because I got something I want to buy and put in a case. So, and I'm not going to tell you what it is until I have room to put it in the case. So anyway, we will try to, on the website, it'll be under the, probably what under the specials or discontinued or clearance or whatever in the, the outlets area, specials area. And then, in the store, we've got yellow tags and we've got a whole case of pens, a whole 6 foot case. Ballpoints, rollerballs, lots of fountain pens, cases, books, all sorts of good stuff on the table. So if you can make it, and it's going to run all month long at least. So
it'll be great.
And I should mention, since we're talking about discontinued items, I did receive notification today, and I knew some of this a week or so ago. Visconti has recently discontinued a number of items, and they too are making way for new stuff this year. I spoke with Mark Cole of Kohl's of London a couple months ago, and he said that this year was going to be the biggest year for new releases of Visconti product ever. So, of course, to make way, they're going to discontinue a couple things. Van Gogh, Sunflowers, and Room and Arles. Those are going away. Those two Van Goghs. There are currently six in the Van Gogh lineup. We're going to go back down to four. Last year, of course, we added Pollard Willows and Irises. So Sunflowers and Room and Arles are going away. The Wall Street, which used to be the Manhattan Vacuumatic striped type looking pen, has been discontinued. That pen is going away. And the Salvador Dali.
Which is cool.
You have one. There are three different colors. There's a light blue. There is a brown. And the third one is, I can't think of the top of my head. It's a green or something green. Like that. Green. those are also being discontinued. So we have a number of those. And you'll see, if you're interested, let me know. You'll see some, I have to confirm with our pricing agreements, but we'll come up with something to make those go away. So, but
go ahead.
No, I was going to say the only other thing is I know Visconti announced today. Today is actually the first day that I can mention this. There is a new Visconti Opera, the Crimson Tide, very very limited edition Visconti that was just announced today. Very cool looking pen, very neat pattern, and limited to 70 pieces. If you have, if there are any Visconti fans out there that are interested, let me know, and we'll see if we can acquire one for you. But that's it. What do you got? You got one more thing?
I got one more thing. So today at the store, we get these two big boxes, huge boxes from Pelican. And it says on the side of it, Edelstein. And I squealed because it was, I thought, our amethyst that we've all been waiting for. So we opened
it up. That's the color of the year.
Color of the year. Absolutely gorgeous. Kind of a plummy color. It's beautiful. Open it up. Open up the first box. It's marked Onyx. I don't give it much thought. We get stuff all the time from pretty much every company, put in different boxes just to make it fit. Open it up, take all the paper off. It's Onyx. Okay, open up the next one, take all the paper off. They're all Onyx. So instead of all of our amethyst, they sent us Onyx. So I called our rep.
I was going to say, and Onyx is not a big seller.
No. So all the let's just go with a whole lot of amethyst. What was supposed to be a whole lot of amethyst was a whole lot of onyx.
Yeah, which would have taken us years.
Yeah.
Based on how many we've sold, years to sell this.
So, yeah. So they're going to take it back because they shipped us the wrong thing. So we did not get the amethyst as I was hoping, and they don't know when it will be in. It was supposed to ship on the 7th, which is why I thought it was early. But they don't know when they're expecting their shipment in, which is really disappointing. But we did get the amethyst cartridges. So I suppose that was some small consolation, but not much.
Oh, go ahead. Finish.
We do have those up. Okay. And it's a pretty color, but no bottled ink yet. We'll keep you posted.
Speaking of Pelican, tomorrow is the 7th.
Yeah, we didn't get the other thing either.
Yeah, but there are they getting it on the 7th or are they releasing it?
I don't know. We're supposed to get other stuff tomorrow as well, so. Or it's supposed to ship out the, can I say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah, the Stressamen.
M805 Stressamen.
The M805 Clear Demonstrator. We have several on order for a couple different people. I have no idea. They didn't know what was coming in when I spoke with them. So it was a little frustrating.
That Stressamen better be shipping out in the next couple days. That's all I got to say.
Is that your birthday present?
That's my May 18th present for whenever it gets here.
I think it's going to be like your Father's Day present.
Is Sailor coming tomorrow? Got Sailor coming?
Yes, Sailor's coming tomorrow.
Okay, now there better be the Rialos, the new 1911 Rialo black with rhodium trim.
You're running out of holidays.
Well,
you've got a Stressamen, you've got a King of Pen, and you've got your...
You got three pens for our anniversary, so I'm just...
I got two.
You got a third one on its way. So
anyway,
I'm just saying. But the new Sailor 1911 Rialo, black with silver trim, was announced...
Well, I don't know what's coming.
...last week, but we have them on order, so they will be here. Killer yep. pen.
So. We'll see. We'll keep you posted on who gets what when.
That's the update from the store. So if you're in the area, do stop on by. Help me clear out a case. So, you got some shout outs this week and then we can move on.
We do. Shout out to our good friends, Ivan and Mary for, being out of context for coming to the show. We were so excited to see them and I'm so glad they had a good time. And it was good to see our friend, John. We see him at the store, when he travels through. But, yeah, it took me a second. I mean, we know him, but it took me a second. Like, oh, you're out of context.
Yeah, he scored a killer World War II era sailor eyedropper.
Yes.
Totally jealous. He showed it to me and just about.
Yep. A big shout out to Jake from Edison Pens in chatting. We discovered that we have a couple other things in common. We both have sons with Asperger syndrome, so it was nice to chat with another parent of a young adult with Asperger's. And while I know there are other parents out there and we're certainly not alone, it was nice to meet somebody and chat face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. And to compare notes and see how similar and how different each case is. So that was very special for me. And Carla, my dear friend Carla, who actually helped me get married.
She kicked you out of the room, pushed you down the hallway.
Bought me a drink before the ceremony. You and Bryce were over there, and Carla and I were over there. No, my dear, dear friend, Carla, we've only seen her once or twice since the wedding. Shows just hadn't worked out too well with her schedule. She was in Chicago and it was so awesome to get caught up and to see her. And she's just been traveling and completely, turned her life upside down in a good way. She moved across the country, and she's doing different things for work, and it's just so good to see her happy and healthy and her usual self. So that was special for me.
We're going to be seeing more of her.
We are.
I'll save that for another time, but yep. Let's see. Go ahead. I had a couple I was going to add on, or at least one. I was just going to add on Dave. Thanks to Dave, our assistant, for showing up. It was fun to introduce him to everybody, and everybody's like, "Are you sure you want to do this with these yahoos?" And it was kind of fun. So props to Dave. And you got one more, and then I think we're done.
Just big thanks to Paul Contarato and to Roger Wooten for really making the show come together. Don could not have done it by himself. And he'd be the first to say that. It's not a job for one person. Mm-hmm. And they stepped up, and neither of them had ever organized a show. They've certainly done other things, both personally and professionally. But it's a whole different ball of wax with a large group of eccentric people. So they did a great job.
They did a good job with what they had available. And, despite a couple of early issues, they really turned around what ended up being our best Chicago Penn show ever. I even got a call from Roger Wooten today, this afternoon, in the store, and they are already looking at places for next year already. I mean, they've already called a number of places trying to find, because one of the biggest complaints is one big ballroom.
Right. The lack of one big ballroom.
So they are actually already already pursuing next year, which is great.
They told us, I think on Saturday, that they were already planning to look on Monday. And the only other thing on Saturday that kind of played out well, after all was said and done, Friday we had coffee that was sponsored by Jimmy Dolev, who organizes the Atlanta Penn Show. And Saturday there was no coffee. And those of you who've ever
We skipped it at the hotel
because we figured we'd just get it at the show, and there was no coffee. And those of you who've ever been to a show, either as a vendor or as an attendee, you need the coffee. You got to have the coffee, or at least the tea or the hot water or something. And so we gave the organizers a chunk of change, and a couple other people chipped in so that they could get 1 gallon of coffee, one urn, which is, I don't know, 25 or 40 gallons, or it's a lot. Hugely expensive. It's overpriced, but you have to have it. And next thing you know, they said, thank you. They thanked everybody who had chipped in. And they, next thing you know, 5 minutes later, we've got coffee. And it's beautiful.
It was quick. I was impressed.
It was fast. Like, they were just waiting. And then, I don't know, later in the afternoon, they brought our money back. They said that the show had, or the hotel had taken care of the coffee. So
awesome.
That was nice.
Paul and Roger did a great job. And, they're both young enough that
they could do it again
for a few more years. So. Look forward to a big props. So, anything else? Anybody else we want to?
You said you had a couple.
Well, I mentioned Dave, and then Dave. There was somebody else, and I completely forgot him. I know. I hate that. We could sit here for 3 hours and miss some people. So it's.
One more thing.
I
don't have it with me. So when Michelle and Ariel came up to see us.
Oh yes.
Mike took a picture of Michelle and Ariel holding Lior and Brian and I all together in front of the store. And he took a couple pictures, and it was either Friday or Sunday. He came up to us and he had this picture.
It was Saturday because we showed it to Ryan Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So he brought this picture to us and said, "Would you guys please sign this for, Michelle and Ariel?" And the picture turned out great. And
it was great. Everybody's got a good smile. Everybody looks great.
Nobody's, no photo bomb. It was really a good picture.
Yeah, and he says it's funny because he says to me, he you were busy. He was actually going to hit you first, but you were busy, and then he came up to me. He says, "Well, you know, can you sign it?" And he had like three or four different markers and Sharpies, and he says, "Well, you know, maybe you can sign up here where it's white." He says, "Well, geez, you know, what do you want me to sign?" And he says, "Well, if you don't mind," he says, "I'll tell you what to write." And he says, "To Argentina from Appleton with love," and then just sign it. I'm like, okay, great. That's perfect, right? You know, so we write it down there, pass it on to Lisa. Lisa signs. I said, I'm thinking, I don't remember if I said this to you or if I was just thinking it.
We gave it back and we thought, oh, that's so sweet. That's so cool. And we just had such a wonderful time. I hope it becomes an every year event. I just love them. And then you said it out loud. You're like, I wonder if Mike's doing the same thing with them for us.
Because I told him it was a beautiful picture. I mean, you know, there's very few times you get a picture that's that nice and that many people. And because I told him, I said, "Listen, you know, do me a favor and send me the image when you get a chance. This is great. I'd love to.
Yeah, we want to blow it up. You know, print it out, blow it up, and put it in the store." And Michelle comes over 20 minutes later with this big grin on her face with a Priority Mail envelope with a matching picture.
Yes, it's 8.5 by 11.
I think so, or 8 by 10 or something like that. That says, you know, "To Appleton from Argentina with love," and they signed it. So it was fun. But we're going to get that maybe for Mother's Day. We'll get that framed. That would make me happy.
Perfect. Perfect.
So that's that. It was a good show.
Anything else you want to hit up? That's it for this week.
That's enough. Just write to us and win a planner.
All right. So, the giveaway, or you can write to us, Paper Blanks Planner Giveaway, 10 East Anderson Penns, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, social media, everywhere as Anderson Penns.
Blog is blog.andersonpenns.com.
And the website is andersonpenns.com.
Check out the social media for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye, all.